Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Kuf. Tfilos Shal Mawados V'Shal Roshay Chadashim Tzarech Lahaster Tfilos Al Kodem Sheispalo Kidei Shetia Shkura B'Fiv. On Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, when you're davening Tfilos Musaf, but you don't daven it so often, you should review it before Yom Tov, before Rosh Chodesh, so that it should be fluent. When you come to daven, it should be fluent. You know what you're saying. The Rama says, "V'yesharim dafkishim salim al peh." That's when you daven by heart. Aval kemishpalim mitoch hasider mutter. It's mutter from mitoch hasider. Do roe mashem ispalo b'chein noagin. If you have a sitter, you don't have to do this because you're just reading it anyway. So there's no problem. So that's the machlokes Shulchan Aruch Rama. That if you have a sitter, so the Rama says there's no problem. So many of us daven from a sitter, so we don't have to go over the davening before. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the same thing applies for Yalav Yovel of Shachris, or Alanisim of Chanukah and Purim, that you have to prepare in advance, or say it from the sitter. Now a lot of people, let's say daven Shmoneh Esrei by heart, and also on Rosh Chodesh, and they'll say Yalav Yovel by heart. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim, they have a question. On the minhag that people have, they're mekel, they bab by heart, they're not massaging chila. And the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chad chila, bevadai nachon lizoher lispalo b'chanag v'purim u'moadim roshei chadashim, al kolpanim tefila rishona mitocha sitter v'dai. At least the first tefila should be from a sitter. It's like this. Let's say you daven Shmoneh Esrei by heart. And you daven Yalveo by heart also. But the first tefila with Yalav Yavo should be from a sitter, because then you're following the Ramah, and that counts as preparing the tefillah for the other tefillos to say them by heart afterwards. Or let's say you know Alanisim by heart, which is hard to do, but let's say you know the whole Alanisim by heart. So then, but the first tefillah, say it from a sitter, because you have to be Masadar the tefillah first, if you're saying it by heart, and then that counts, and then the other ones you can say by heart. So that's actually very Lamaisa, even if you follow the Ramah. But that's Lamaisa regarding Yalav Yavo and maybe Alanisim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Utfilos upiyutim shachomer perusham tzarech lahazir tchila v'lamhani sefer b'zeh." When you add special piyutim, let's say on the Yomim Noraim, so there it's not just saying the words, but it's understanding them to a certain degree. So there, having a sefer doesn't help. You have to prepare in advance. So really, before the Yomim Tov, before the Yomim Noraim, a person should prepare in advance to have a basic understanding of what he's going to be saying when he adds the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, Simon Kamal, Kuf Aleph. Hamispal tzarech sheyichavim b'chol abrachos. V'meino yachol lechavim b'chulom lefachos yichavim ba'avos. So you have to have kavana when you daven Shmoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah says at least have kavana by the chasima of the bracha. And what does it mean to have kavana? That's Perush Hamilos, to know what the words mean. Oh, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, Nachon Ma'od, that people should learn the Perush Hamilos of Shmoneh Esrei. Take the time, open a sitter, take an art scroll sitter, and learn what the words mean. Oh, and at least the Mishnah Berurah says, Berchas Avos Umodim, certainly you should know what they mean. As we'll get to, as the Shulchan Aruch himself says in a minute, that the first bracha and the bracha of Modim have extra importance, and really there you really, really should know what the words mean. Well, why are those two so important? Because Avos is Sidur Shivcho Shel Makom, you're praising Hashem, and Modim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes also, many say is Chashuv, is considered like Avos L'Chachila, and you should make sure to know what the words mean there as well. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'imlo Kivein Ba'Avos, if you don't have kavana, at least in the first bracha, then you have to daven again. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now, the Ramah says, and this is very lemaisa, v'ha'idna nowadays ein chozim b'shvil chaser on kavana. If you don't have kavana, let's say in avos, you don't daven again. Why? Shaf v'chazara karuf hu shelo yichavein. Imken lama yachzor. When you daven again, it's pretty likely you won't have full kavana again. So why should you daven again? Oh, So that's the Psak of the Rama. That's very, very lemaisa. But again, really though, Be'etzem, you should be davening again, but you won't have kavana, so you don't daven again. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam that what if a person is in Avos and he hasn't said Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram yet? His mind was floating, and now he's still in the middle of Avos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Yachzer Lomar Melokei Avraham. Go back to Okei Avraham, Okei Yitzchak, because really, you have to have kavana in the first bracha. Don't start the bracha again, but don't finish the bracha without kavana, and then it turns out it could be that maker didn't you weren't yotze. So if you wake up in the middle of the first bracha, even towards the end, you should go back to Elokeinu Vokei Avoseinu and continue from there. Rav Nevin Saul adds on, what if you said Baruch Ato Hashem and then you remember that you don't have kavana? So he says, Im batuach sheyichaven, if you're sure you have kavana the next time, say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back to Elokei Avraham. So this is very, very lemaisa. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes a fascinating shaila in the Be'er Halacha. So if you finish davening and you didn't have kavana and avos, so we hold you don't daven again because you probably won't have kavana again the second time. What if you're in the middle of Shemone Esrei? Let's say you're up to the third bracha and you realize you didn't have kavana. Well, you should just keep on davening, but you know that Me'ikar Adin you weren't yotzei. What gives you the right to say the next 15 brachos when it could be you're not be'etzem yotzei Shemone Esrei? So he quotes from the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam sounds like even in that case, you would just keep on davening, and that is the halacha l'maisa. But then he quotes a possible eitza that let's say there's chazaras hashatz, so you would stop where you are. Let's say you're in the middle, you're in Yisrach Lanu, you would stop, you would wait for chazaras hashatz. You would have in mind with Chazaras Hashatz to be Yotze with the Chazan with Avos, and then when the Shatz gets up to where you're up to, you'd keep having Yotze with the Shechil Tzibur. Then you would continue on your own from wherever you're up to before, and that way all the additional brachos you're saying together with being Yotze with the Shechil Tzibur the second time. And then, vadai, those future brachos are not brachos levatala, and they become part of a kosher Shemone Esrei. This is not always shayach to do. This, of course, doesn't work in Ma'ariv, and it doesn't. You have to make sure it works in the Metzias, but that's the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, in Halicho Shlomo, Perek Ches, Halacha Tes, argues on this Be'er Halacha. And he says that even if you don't have Kavana in Avos, and you'd have to daven again, that doesn't mean the rest of the Tefillah is a Bracha Lebatala. Rather, it's still Shem Tefillah, it's still considered davening, just to not Yotze. And he says it's even Ola to the 100 Brachas you have to say every day, which is incredible. It's against the Mishnah Berurah. And he discusses this at length, and that's what he comes out as his psak, halacha l'maisa. Therefore, he doesn't go as far as the Mishnah Berurah. If a person didn't have kavana in Avos, and then he realized he didn't have kavana, he doesn't say you should wait and then be yotze with the shliach tzibur. Be'etzem, you were yotze already. Rather, he quotes from the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish says, you should be meharher belibo from Avos and on until the place that you're up to, and then from there on, keep on davening straight. He says, it's unclear whether this really works as an Eitzah. But we're not knowing to go back at all, and we're not knowing like the Be'er Halacha, Sheyamtin B'Shtika, on Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore, at least try to do the B'mahar here. So this is the Psak of Shlomo Zalman. A, on the Yesod HaDavar, he argues on the Mishnah Brura, and he holds that it's not Brachos Levatala if you didn't have Kavana in the bracha, in the first Bracha of Avos, and the Eitz of Berelacha, that's not our Minag. The Minag is, he says, instead, we should do what the what's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish. Sif Beis. Lo Yispa B'libo Levad. Don't just daven to yourself. Ella, Mechate Chadvarim V'Sfasa of Mashmiel Lozna of Balachash. You want to be whispering the words that you actually hear what you're saying? The Mishnah Berurah quotes that some quote the Zohar to say that even Luchadchila, you shouldn't hear what you're saying, totally just mouthing the words. But the Achronim say that could be the Zohar meant something else. We follow the Shulchan Aruch that you should say, you should whisper the words that loud enough that you should hear it yourself. That you should hear it. Oh. V'lo yashmi'a kolo. But it shouldn't be loud. We learned this from Tefilas Chana, that she was moving her lips, but she wasn't saying it out loud. Now, if you daven loudly, so it could be that you're giving the impression that Hashem only hears you when you yell, not when you talk softly. That's like the Nevi HaShekher by the Nevi HaBaal with Eliyahu. They were yelling and shouting as if, unless you yell and shout, they're not going to hear you. We don't believe that. Hashem hears us when we're talking softly too. So therefore, a person should daven quietly, whispering just loud enough that you should hear. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Lichat Chila, you should daven in a way that no one else hears you whispering. So it should, but not bother anyone else at all. That's how quiet it should be. However, if you can't have kavana this way, if you can't have kavana in such a low whisper, then you should whisper loud enough that you can understand, that you'll have kavana. And yizahir, try not to bother the person next to you. So really try to walk that fine line. The best is to whisper very low, quietly, that no one else hears you. And if someone else hears you, be as quiet as you can, that you shouldn't bother the person, at least not too much, when you're davening quietly. Psukei Dezimra, also the Mishnah Berurah says it's better not to raise your voice. Not like those who raise their voice too much. Sometimes the Shliach Tzibur leads the Tzfilos more out loud in Psukei Dezimra, and that's okay. But a regular person davening, it should try to be on the quieter side for Psukei Dezimra as well. The Shulchan Aruch continues. If you can't have kavana when you're whispering, so you could say it more out loud. That if you're davening by yourself. But when you're davening in the tzibur, and you're saying it out loud, you're going to bother the people in the tzibur, so then you shouldn't. So what should you do? If a person can't, is davening but tzibur, and he can't have, because he just can't daven out loud. In that case. So the Mishnah Berurah says, then in that case, it's better to daven at home in order to have some kavana. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikomakom, nowadays, you shouldn't tell people to do this, because others will learn from him to daven at home, unless your mama should go to the door and force some, that people know that all your actions are l'shem shemayim. So therefore, halachu l'maisa, if you can't have kavana davening quietly, you can't daven out loud in shul, to do your best, to try to have some kavana, even davening balachash, we would not tell you to go daven at home and daven out loud. Oh. So now the Mishnah Berurah quotes, what if you whisper quietly, then you can have some kavana, but you'll have more kavana if you say it a little louder. So there the Taz says you're allowed to say it louder, but the Mishnah Berurah says, ein l'hakel b'zeh, that no. If you're just trying to have a little more kavana, then you should not say it louder, and rather you should daven in a whisper. Oh. So therefore, the bottom line is, the best thing is daven in a whisper that only you hear. If you need to daven a little louder, and the person next to you might hear, that's not ideal, but that's okay if you need that for kavana, and really try not to bother the friend next to you as much as possible. Louder than that, or out loud, you're not allowed to daven in shul. When you're davening by yourself, and you want to daven a little louder for kavana, then that is certainly a